أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين. In this ayat, Allah answers another question that commonly comes to our mind, and that is that we see, especially the non-believers, they are doing wrong, they are not believing in Allah Ta'ala, and how many of them are living, so to say, outwardly good lives. They have got money, they have got enjoyment, fun, they are going on holidays, everything is like sort of going right for them. Though they don't even believe in Allah Ta'ala, and they are fighting against Islam and the Muslims also. In the same way, even amongst Muslims we find those people who are not making namaz, they are not observing the commands of Allah, they don't observe the sunnah in dressing, anything, but their lives are carrying on like normal, and they are enjoying also. So a question arises, when they are doing all this wrong, then how come they are enjoying all this? So that answer Allah Ta'ala gives here in this ayat, that Allah Ta'ala gives respite, Allah gives time for people that who are doing wrong, for them to take a lesson, that they can take a lesson, make tawbah and correct themselves. Like in another ayat, it is explained more clearly, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they don't pay attention of what they are reminded of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened the doors of all the things of this dunya on them. They were sickly, for example, we gave them good health. They didn't have money, we gave them plenty of money. Everything we gave them. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. Until they became very proud in this, and they said, it's all ours and our doing. فَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Then we took them to task suddenly. One shot we took them to task. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And then they were completely astounded and shocked. What happened now? Where? What happened here now? A simple example of that is, like a housewife, she has a mouse that is troubling her, eating the potatoes, tomatoes, etc. She buys some, brings a trap, and in the trap she puts some very fresh cheese, or a ghee roti, piece of ghee roti. Now the mouse thinks that this is all great enjoyment for me, that these people are so happy with me that they're giving me fresh cheese and they're putting nice ghee roti for me. And it goes in and it bites on that, and there the trap goes over and kills it suddenly. Or it is caught in a trap and then it is put to the mouse. The mouse now will eat it, will put fear in it as the mouse plays with it. And finally the mouse will eat it up. Like that Allah gives respite. And this respite really also is that we take a lesson. Allah gives a lot of chance. A person who is doing wrong, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, if somebody is caught doing something wrong, be sure it's not the first time he's doing it. Allah doesn't take a person to task when he's doing wrong the first time. When Allah gives him enough chance, he doesn't make tawbah, then he gets exposed. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ. اور یہ نہ سمجھے کافر کہ ہم جو مہلت دیتے ہیں ان کو کچھ بھلا ہی ان کے حق میں. And don't ever that these kuffar and non-believers think that this chance and respite which we are giving them, that it is something good for them. It is not at all good. It is building up the case properly against them. They do all the wrong. They don't make tawbah. Then Allah will take them to task. And the real place for this is not this dunya, it is in akhirah. Though many times even in dunya Allah takes them to task. Like the people of Aad, Thamud, people of Nuh alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam. But normally it is in the akhirat. And even if Allah takes them to task in this dunya, this is a small punishment. The real punishment is in the akhirat. And that is what a Muslim should think, keep in mind. Innama numli lahum liyazdadu ithma. Hum to mohlat deete hai unko taake tarakki kare wo guna mein. We are giving them this respite and chance that they can do more guna and we can punish them more severely. So it isn't, and a person who is living in guna is no enjoyable life. A person who is not making namaz, earning haram, interest money, backdoor business, backdoor goods he's selling, all that, it is not good for him at all. He might be thinking he's having lot of money and he's enjoying and he's having a wonderful life, but it is the worst thing that can happen to a person. When hidayat is taken from a person, he doesn't get tawfiq of going masjid and making namaz, etc. He lives his life like the kuffar, then this is no goodness for him whatsoever. He can fool himself and think that I'm enjoying myself, but the consequences will be severe for such a person. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ اور ان کے لئے عذاب ہے خار کرنے والا. And they will have punishment which will be a disgraceful punishment in which they will be humiliated. Allah referred to one punishment previously. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ A very great, severe punishment. Then Allah referred, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ A very painful punishment. It will pain them terribly. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ And the punishment will be one of disgrace and humiliation. So we must not be fooled with the outside thing, the outside glitter and glamour, and forget the real life and the real commands of Allah and the real life of Akhirat. To live it up, so to say, in this world and go and suffer forever in the Akhirat is no wisdom. And it's nothing which is what a clever person will do. Yeah, if he lives his life within the commands of Allah, and he goes and enjoys the everlasting life of the Akhirah, that is wisdom. It comes in a hadith that Jannah, Allah has covered it with makariya. Things what our tabiat don't like. Getting up for fajr, keeping rozas, giving zakat, but it is covered with that. You do that and you'll enter Jannah. And Jahannam is covered with all the things that our nafs like. Gunas, all the wrong things. Then a person does that and thereby he enters into Jahannam. So we must not get fooled with the outward things. We must see things in that reality. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand that we have to observe the commands of Allah. And if other people ask what they thinking, they living it up and they enjoying and they doing all the haram, we must not be impressed by that at all. We must know we have to do the right thing, and the real life is not this life, but the life of the Akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.